address, 240771.
Okay, Mr. Rubin.
It's me. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Who is Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal is willing to conduct your hearing, sir. So just hang on to the phone.
Okay, can you hear me out there, sir?
Yes.
Okay, would you state your full name and agency number for the record?
Ruben Alfredo Rodriguez, 240771.
Thank you, sir. We're appearing for the honor of one of the executive Clemson this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I'm introduced to board members that will conduct the hearing at this time.
Okay.
We have the Honorable Louis Canales, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, I'll be your hearing reader. Also in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the parole office also.
Okay.
All right, so prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
On that form, you are notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I did not hire an attorney.
All right. I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
I do, and I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
The date in the condition, at the very end of the condition, you have the date of 11-13-2018. That is incorrect. It should be 11-12-2018.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, back to the hearing.
Okay.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, you will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated.
Okay.
So for phase one, my sets of paper. So phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant, and after I read it, I'm giving an opportunity to tell me whether it's true or false.
Okay.
So allegation number one is violation of every condition of supervision number 12C, as demonstrated by failure to report to your assigned PO or duty officer of the day within one working day of discharge from MEP program at the Pima Reentry Center on or about November 13, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Rodriguez, I'm notifying he was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of supervision, and he may have lapsed or about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
With myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by my friend, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Canales. Okay, sir, we'll be moving into phase two in a moment. But before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information, so stay on the phone and I'll get right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Rodriguez was released from ADC custody on 6-15-2018 and arrested on 11-20-2018 by ADC Fugitive Apprehension Unit along with the United States Marshal's Office. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 11-20-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 123-2019 with 8 abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, commitment B, count 1, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. 2013, commitment B, count 2, narcotic drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. 2013, commitment B, count 3, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. 2013, commitment B, count 5, misconduct involving weapons, 4 years, 6 months. 2013, commitment B, count 6, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 9 months. Prior convictions, 2008, drive-by shooting, 5 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4-3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. He is a suspected member of the STG New Mexican Mafia. Prior term to supervision, 2013, TIS release, absconded for 76 days, arrested, reached CCD in custody. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, conspiracy, criminal damage, and possession of a communication device noted. There were other arrests, however, the charges were either dismissed or not filed. He has a GV score of G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Rodriguez, I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision at this time.
Okay.
So, it says here that November 6th of 2018, you were placed in a 30-day MEP program at Penal Reentry Center.
Yes.
On Star Pass Boulevard. And then on June... Well, it says on June 26th of 2018, November 6th of 2018, you were residing with your mother in Tucson.
Yes.
So, when you were absconded, were you still staying there, or did you go somewhere else?
No, I was still staying there.
Okay. So, did you have any, employment while you're out, sir?
Yes.
What were you doing?
I was working for a moving company.
Oh, that's not exactly easy work.
Yeah.
So, for programming, it's showing here that you were staffed by SPO Settles for use of heroin on November 5th of 2018. And they refer to sanctions in the 30-day MEP program, which apparently you went to the MEP program.
Yes.
But when you got done, let's see, that's when you were absconded, when you got done, right, sir?
When I got done?
When you were finished with the MEP program, you didn't report to your next placement, right?
Yes.
Okay. Some of these things, when they're on a warrant, they're different subjects, but they're not in chronological order.
Okay.
And it says in August, you were staffed by SPO Settles and PO Mata regarding your positive UA of July 31st, 2018. And you self-admitted three times of using meth.
Yes.
One time of Percocet.
Yes.
Did you ever go to La Frontera?
Yes.
Did you finish their program?
I didn't finish it, but I went to as many classes as I was able to until I did get my next 30 UA, and I was placed at Sagrat.
Okay, so you still have your drug problem, sir?
Yes, I do.
When's the last time you used?
The last time I used was the day before the marshals went to get me at my mom's house.
Okay. So, let's see, so you were arrested on the 20th, so that's, you've been sober for over a month?
Well, yeah, I've been in DOC.
Well, but you know as well as I do, then.
Okay, then yes, I have been sober since then.
Okay, well, that's actually pretty good because, you know, we know there's access inside, not everywhere all the time, but there's very readily available. So if you can be back in there and stay sober, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And so, as long as you've been without any taking any drugs or anything else like that, you're at the mental addiction stage, not the chemicals You know, so in other words, whatever in your mind pushes you toward using drugs is still there, but
yes.
Your body's not demanding the drugs because they've been able to clean out. So
yes.
You're kind of in a precarious position because a misstep and you'll relapse again. So, you know, I hope that you can be careful enough not to relapse again. I'd like to see you stay clean the rest of your life.
So, I want that. I'm trying.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, it is up to you, though. You know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Everybody else can say, yeah, I can help you, but they can't do anything for you until you want to be helped. It sounds like that you're at that stage.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Okay.
No other questions. Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We're going to be going into discussion in a moment or two to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement.
Okay.
Tell us anything else that you think might be pertinent to the decision, okay?
Okay. So, that now or what?
Yeah, now.
All right. Everything that happened while how I violated is due to my drug use. I know that. But I'm trying to work on it. It's just not easy. The reason why I did a scam, though, is because I was uncomfortable there due to certain people that was I was around there. I did speak to a couple of parole officers there, and it wasn't too much help. So I just thought it would be better for me if I just left there then, instead of me getting into more trouble.
Well, sometimes that can be the best, sir. Well, thank you very much for that statement. We're going to let go of the discussion. We'll make a determination and get back to you. I ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent, and you can hold the entire conversation, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, it does sound like Mr. Rodriguez has decided that drugs aren't his best friend, and that's good. That's the major step that most people have the biggest amount of difficulty with, is admitting that it's a problem and wanting to be done with it. I think everything involved, there's only got 27, 26 days left, not even a month, and most, because of the holidays especially, most of that time be eaten up administratively. I think that at this time the best thing would be for him to finish his time out, and then he won't have a PO or sanctions to deal with, and hopefully he'll be able to not relapse. But he'll be on his own then. So unless there's discussion from my fellow board members. Okay, so based on all the information, warrant number 2018W3258, Mr. Rodriguez's testimony and the information from Department of Corrections, I believe the local community supervision of Mr. Rodriguez as he was delinquent, violated terms of conditional supervision, and that lapse or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
You second.
Yeah, you second.
Okay. Both myself, Senator, and Mr. Canales agreed to Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Williams. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time, but according to our paperwork, you are scheduled to be released on the 23rd of January, shortly after the new year begins. That's less than a month away. It suggests that you put together a good plan between now and then for what you'd like to do. It sounds like you don't want to do drugs. If your mother will allow you there, you've got placement. And hopefully you can get a job and not relapse. And not have to come back into the orange shirt category. Okay, sir?
Okay.
All right. We do wish you the best of luck. This will end your hearing, and we can put back the next inmate on the phone or the CO3.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.